Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, give us one more weather update for the show today.
Sure can.
That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Protect your home before the next storm. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Call 954-968-8155.
It's gusting right now. Winds of 15 plus. It's getting cloudy. Still moving out of the west. And it's got to be 88, 89 degrees.
He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
Careful out there.
It's ominous with the clouds around here.
Ominous.
It's 93 degrees brutal. In Miami, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's hot.
It says on my app, it says it's going to rain in the next 7 minutes.
Nope,
6 minutes. Very accurate. Countdown.
It stopped here during the break, but it's still kind of dark outside.
Heat advisory all over the place. So football is back, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of. Football's back. Football things are happening. All right. We're very excited. See, Zach Sealer spoke to the media today. Being a man's man, this was him at the podium. Just minutes.
Just looking.
That's Zach Sealer with his spittoon. Just letting. I can't believe he's flying though. He's got like a full blown. I saw Zach Sealer's got he's a full blown pilot now. You master the roads, you master the seas, and then you're just like Zach Sealer. I'm gonna go take these skies, high skies, right now. Like,
yeah,
you just want to get.
Didn't he fly like around Alaska or something?
He just might want to. He must want to like fly up a mountain and go camp up there, right? Like, that's what somebody gets a pilot's license for. I have no interest in learning how to fly. You know, like, it would just be like, I would be terrified of something like that. You think you'd ever want to learn how to fly, Leroy?
I've flown in one of those little bitty planes, and the last thing I remember when I was a kid was my cousin going, "Feel that? We're supposed to be over there, but the wind blew us over here." That was it. Nope.
My father used to do it, and now my uncle's son does it.
I don't like it. Just it just makes me nervous. Just flying in general, like the takeoff, the landing, all that type of stuff. But and when I'm in the air, I'm fine. But little planes, wanting to do that myself? No, I'll leave that to the experts. It just doesn't feel like something you pick up as a hobby.
That's why you do it. There's a lot of people that get lessons just as a hobby.
But
very expensive lessons, I'll tell you that.
Well, yes. Listen, he can afford them. I'm sure he's got I'm sure he's got a great
teacher.
And
you're playing on crap, and you're flying those little beginner planes are crappy.
You think he wraps his plane in camo?
It's not. Does he have a plane?
You don't have to own it.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how that works. If you own a plane or you get to rent a plane, I don't know how that. I don't know what the rules are of the sky. Direct hit. I just think like, hey, we're gonna load up. Instead of an RV, we're gonna load up and we're gonna go camping in the mountains. It's like, what? That sounds crazy. How many more places do you need to camp,
dude? First of all, there ain't a whole bunch I could do with Zach Sealer. I'm not getting in that little bitty plane, and we not going in the hoods, in the woods or hunting.
What about RV? Would you just go on an RV road trip?
Yeah. I'd do that, but he want to stop in the woods, do it. Right? Like, he'd get out of the RV with a tent and go sleep in the woods.
You wouldn't feel
about that.
You wouldn't feel comfortable with intangible activities with a master intangible? Like, if he's a real woodsman.
Listen, I've seen the show. It's called Alone and Afraid.
What?
When they drop two people off in the woods and they're naked and they all get beat up by mosquitoes.
Wait a minute. That's not the same show. It's Naked and Afraid.
That's Naked and Afraid.
Alone and Afraid is a different show.
You can be alone without being naked.
In any event, in both cases, they're getting dropped off in the woods.
You're not going to be naked in these woods.
Okay, so I don't care if I have clothes on, right? Here's the deal. You're off in them woods. Soon as something move in the bushes, Leroy is out. No doubt. You know why? Because there's always going to be a white friend with you that say they ain't nothing but old.
Yeah, but whatever. That doesn't bring you any comfort?
No.
Why not?
So I can watch whatever's rustling in the woods beat both our asses.
So like if we're out in the woods with Zach Sealer and we hear shh, and you're just like, and he's like, that ain't nothing. And you wouldn't believe him?
Am I the only tangible there?
Yeah.
I'm not believing you.
No.
All right, so what if you came with Leroy?
Then I know, yeah, me and Leroy got each other's back.
What does that mean?
Me and Leroy got each other's back.
Does Leroy have one arm or two arms?
The minute we hear ruffles.
Look at each other and it's like, hey, man.
I'm out, man.
You want to go get some lemon pepper wings?
Yeah, I'm out, bro. Let's go.
Okay, but you can't get. But yeah, but you're in the woods. There are no lemon pepper wings.
Exactly.
Well, we can find lemon pepper wings quicker than we can find that wildebeest in the bushes.
But Zach Sealer could take his bow, you know, and he could fire at it, and then he could go make us some, like, you can make him some lemon pepper rabbit wings or something. I don't know what the hell's in those bushes.
Oh! We ain't even hunting with no iron?
Oh, wait a minute. Time out. You think Leroy and I are going to go to the woods without some artillery?
So you wouldn't do it with bow hunting. It has to be a gun?
Bow hunting?
Yeah.
If I had to shoot something to die with a bow, I'm dead.
Too close.
I wouldn't know how to figure. You saw when we went to the bow place.
We weren't very good.
No.
Strangely, Robbie
was shooting threes with it and hitting everything.
Robbie had the release of Sean Marion. Like, it would go in, but we didn't really understand the method to his madness with shooting the bow and arrow. It looked like Joakim Noah.
The only one that hit anything. It was terrible.
Don't understand what the... But it he landed.
Hey, man, don't criticize the form as long as the shot
is good. Yeah, the form was weird, but it was effective. It was effective for him.
Matters.
But I feel like if you were in the, like, so you wouldn't, even if you had the most expert woodsman, you would not spend any weekend camping.
No.
Crazy.
No.
Mm-mm.
What would it have to take? Two experts?
For me to go in the woods?
Yeah.
A road. So I could get the hell up out of there.
I'm going to tell you what it will take for me to be in the woods.
Okay.
An Airbnb.
Wow.
Glamping?
Puppy. Oh, my God.
Leroy, what are you doing?
What was that?
Leroy.
You can't do that in the woods, Leroy. Damn.
Minus
is that a possum?
One.
No, it's
for
a
technological
badger.
Snafu.
A honey badger.
That's a big-ass badger, bro.
Yeah. See? That's why I don't go in nature with white folks.
I'm not going to go out with anybody whose badger looks like the color of his pants.
I don't understand, though. Like, what is him being able to catch a badger barehanded?
Because
why?
Y'all all the same.
What does that mean, dude?
Everybody want to try stuff.
I just don't understand. You're taking away woods time for yourself just because this guy caught a honey badger barehanded.
I can't go. Did you see the claws on that
thing?
Those
are the people you want to be around.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to protect you from it. They're going to hold you. They're going to hold them back.
Because all of my white friends that hunt, they would try and say, hey, look at this. Look at this. It's just a little snake. Right? They'll play with me.
It's always a little.
Right. No.
Problem?
Mm-mm. No, not doing it. Not doing it. Like, why would I leave a perfectly good house to go sleep in some woods?
Just give it a whirl, baby.
That's a good point.
Okay, it's a good...
Ain't no Wi-Fi in them woods. That's why your kids don't run away.
Oh, Leroy,
when we was little, we used to put the little thing around the stick, say, we out.
Leroy,
bye, see ya. Now ain't nobody gonna leave because there ain't no Wi-Fi out there.
Leroy, don't you want to get one with nature?
Yeah, don't you want to get one with nature?
No. Me and this house
the
are quite
form
fine.
Of therapy.
We'll take a break.
Aromatherapy?
No, it's the best form of therapy.
What? The woods?
Nature.
Nerves? Nerves? Like, I'd be too nervous. I'm out of my element. My element is on my couch in front of the TV.
RVA Richie says, pooping in a hole sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Sounds necessary. You're in the woods.
See, and this is the other thing. Here's why I can't go with him.
Why?
Because you're going to go out of your way to try to make me feel as
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that?
Yes, you would.
Take your guy to one aquarium, and then all of a sudden he thinks you're always going to put him in uncomfortable positions.
No, the aquarium was cool.
I don't know. You seem to never enjoy it when you talk about it.
No, because, first of all, the guy wanted us to cuddle and take a picture.
Mm. Wait. Who wants you to cuddle?
He thought we were together.
Wait, what? Time out. Hold on.
When we walked into the Mandalay Bay Aquarium.
Hold on.
So, wait.
Hold on. Time out. Hold on. I got questions. I've got questions.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Can we take a break first?
No, because it's a short break. So
mind you, it is Vegas. There's a chapel there.
So, you guys walk into.
That's the first time we went to Vegas. That's what he wanted to do.
I want to go to the Mandalay Bay Aquarium. See the sharks.
You're talking about the chapel.
Yep.
No. So you wanted to see sharks.
Yeah.
So you and Leroy go to the aquarium.
Yep.
And the host of the aquarium.
Said, you guys want to take a picture together? Because he kind of gave us that look. Like we walked in and he thought, oh, they're together. You know?
Like,
oh. That's a pretty man.
That's the perfect sound.
We'll take a break. We're back.